Hi, this is Horse, and you're listening to ERK FM. What a delight it is to meet ERK himself.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
ERK FM International starts now.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us knows that music is...
G'day, I'm ERK, and welcome to yet another episode of ERK FM International. It is still Rocktober. This is ERK FM International, episode 283. We have some great rock music for you on ERK FM, Stitcher Radio, and a lot more. We're going to kick things off with Argonaut, who have a new album coming to you down the pipes and into your ears from London. This is Touch Electric.
Touch me.
You are listening to Erk FM International, episode 283, and that was The Tax with their song We Tell You a Lie. They are based in North London. They are a fresh and talented indie pop rock synth band. Did I mention that it's Rocktober? Well, guess what? It's Rocktober. The boys have toured all over the country and have just finished their 5-track EP. Somebody is watching you, which was absolutely awesome. It was mastered at Abbey Road, which is quite cool. The band, although modern and edgy, have a real sense and respect for the great songwriters and various influences and echoes of the classic bands shine through in their music. So they are from Northeast London, which is absolutely awesome. Some of the artists that they like include Amy Winehouse, Led Zeppelin, R.E.M., The Killers, Lou Reed, Neil Young, The Police, Leonard Cohen, and Oasis. And to open up the show, we had two songs from Argonaut, who are a female-fronted band from London. In November, they are releasing their self-titled album, which is interesting to have a self-titled album after you've released seven albums already. Usually what some bands do is that they have their debut album as their self-titled album, but Argonaut have been played on Erk FM before. They have been around before. They have an experimental catalogue to make Sonic Youth excited, and so that is rather cool. From London, experimental grunge and alternative, very rocky tracks, especially Touch Electric. That was very, very rocky indeed. Now we're going to go even further north, and we're going to go to the Isle of Man, I think. Yes, we'll go to the Isle of Man, and we're going to play actually 4 tracks in a row from a new collection of songs from Postcode. Postcode began life in 2005. 2 songs were written but lost before they began work on what would become Zebra Corps in the autumn of that year. But it wasn't until 2007 that the album was actually complete. Over the years, they have played with the likes of Goldblade, Darren Heyman, Zombina and the Skeletones, and the UK Subs. And so they call their music Zebra Corps. They're influenced by good music. And as you'll see, if you go to their website, everything Zebra-based. This is actually coming from the 46 tracks they sent me on their Zebra Anthology, which is quite cool. There's a mixture of rock tracks and acoustic tracks. Well, here's some more of the acoustic stuff next month on No Rockvember. But I thought I'd ask, which one of the tracks are more rocky? And so these were some of the more rockier tracks from Postcode. This is It's Amazing, It's Fantastic. This is Erk FM International.
Thank you. stars, you'll find him when the clock strikes the day. He thinks he is ready to tell us he really wants to be. He never wanted this, he never asked for this. He just wanted us to hold and take away the pain. He never wanted this, he never asked for this. He just wanted us to hold and take away the pain.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Every day just seems so fake. There's no time to take a break. Through the window of my past, I look back at the time of my childhood, how innocent I was. So my life has a dream that I created by myself. I have no
I'm Lisa.
I'm Ben.
I'm Simon.
And we're from a band called Terra Novocaine. We're from Paris, France, and you're listening to us on ERC FM. Je suis Lisa.
Je m'appelle Benoît.
Je suis Simon.
Et nous sommes du groupe Terra Novocaine. On est à Paris, en France. Et vous nous écoutez sur ERC FM Australia.
Hello, I'm Alona Rajewska, and you're listening to ERC FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете ERC FM. You can find me online at www.alonarajewska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonarajewska.com.
She's the fire, she's desire, she's the news of the world. A perfect smile and a little wild, well, there's nobody like her. She's an original.
Very catchy track there. That was Sin City by John Mulane. Prior to that, we also heard from John with his new single, My New American Girl. Prior to that, we heard from Romney. I knew I'd stumble over this. Romney Conzen with a song, Into the Light. And prior to that, we heard four in a row from Postcode. The first song we heard was It's Amazing, It's Fantastic, followed by Lament, followed by His Place or Mine, and Laid Bare. So let me tell you a little bit about Romney Conzen. She is from Belgium. She grew up with a Belgian father and a Dutch mother. She speaks French and Dutch fluently as a result of that, and she also speaks fluent German and English. She was attracted to music at an early age. She started to learn music theory and classical guitar. Later, passionate about singing pop and rock music, she made her first steps on stage at school events and song concerts. At the age of 18, accompanied with her guitar and her warm and distinctive voice, she started to perform on stage in different locations, singing covers and original songs. At the same time, she began to study classical guitar at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Lage. This year she will finish her Master of Music in Education to teach classical guitar, and her debut album is called Black as Night. Then we move on to the very catchy John Mulane. And he tells us, quote, "If you can remember the melody and hear it in your head after you've listened to a song of mine and it makes you feel something, then I've succeeded as a songwriter. That's always been my personal gold standard, that the song sticks." And I dare say that both of those songs, especially Sin City, might stick in my head for a while. He's had some good success in North America. He's Canadian. And one of his highlights was that his song Make You Move was chosen by NBC TV for their Summer Olympic promo commercials in 2008. And in 2009, that song, Make You Move, was nominated for Single of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards. So that is quite cool. He's had a great deal of success in the North American markets. He's had albums released in North America, Europe, and Asia. His music has been featured in numerous films and TV shows. He has released several national charting radio singles and has an extensive list of concert appearances. His most recent single, which is a power ballad called The One That Got Away from his album Shift, is a top 40 hit in Canada and has made a strong emotional attachment with listeners and friends. We're going to continue with another couple of songs from a band which has a cool name, Shot Into the Sun. Dan and John started playing together in September 2006 and began composing complex bass and drum rhythms just to do something different than their previous projects, Sneak Across the Border and Preston Swift respectively. The two played together for a year and a half while developing the foundation of Shot Into the Sun's music and vision. As many stories go, life and prior obligations stepped in and separated their musical minds. During the down period, Dave and Dan started to play music together with a mutual friend, Tim, and the two meshed quickly and developed a mutual respect for each other's professional attitude and musical ability. Although Dan's time in the band was short, here the groundwork was set for what was to become Shot Into the Sun. Over the next 2 years, while in Texas and Idaho, Dan started composing volumes of music and solidified the concept for what Shot Into the Sun is today. So today, Shot Into the Sun is Dan, John and Dave, and they're currently finishing up their first album, which is called Greatest Hits. So here is Shot Into the Sun. We're going to hear Hate Cut followed by Treaty. This is Irk FM. We'll be right back.
Thank you. listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Just wanna talk.
from Dumfries in Scotland. That was Way Up, making a return to IRC FM International. Eccentric, mad, strange, odd. Say what you want about them, but they can play. Was a review from September 2001. They have far too many influences to mention. The band was set up by Scott Kerr some 3 years ago, as he looked for a band to do his own tunes, and quickly called upon the help of his old school friends Brian and Brian. Brian Scotty Scott and Brian Rankin. Other friends from school days and in Dumfries joined up and did their thing and moved on. With big gigs on TV and at the NEC England already under their belts, plus many radio shows, the guys have taken time out to prepare for new songs for release and on stage. They also describe themselves as Scott and Roll, most recently described as Retro Prog. So that was Way Up. Before Way Up, we heard from another band which had some rather cool tracks there, 1 Million Tomorrows. The songs that we heard from 1 Million Tomorrows were Tokyo Monster Patrol, and prior to that, 1 Million Tomorrows, which was indeed rather cool. I do have to say that I liked those tracks immensely. Like a lot of the tracks that I have now, for some reason, this... Okay, I think I've seen what they've done here. Their influences include Black Sabbath, Queens of the Stone Age, Tool, and Stone Temple Pilots. They describe themselves as stoner retro rock, and they're from Normal, Illinois. Specializing in fine handcrafted metal that is fuzzy even before you bake. Also described as 4 stars, punchy and melodic with nuances of alternative metal. Stays crunchy even in milk. So from Illinois, that was indeed 1 Million Tomorrows. No, I think their name might actually be Batchain Puller. I'm not sure. I got a little bit confused. Anywho, we have one song to come, and it's a return to the show for Sam Page. He is an independent singer-songwriter who creates guitar-driven pop and rock. After releasing a homemade EP in January 2011, he formed a band and did 20 gigs in Southern California. He then released a second EP, Waiting for Another Spring, in April 2012, that seems to resonate with fans of Matthew Sweet, Jack White, Sam Roberts, The Breeders, Blur and Cake. He's currently at work on his first full-length album, which is scheduled for independent release in January 2013. This is a new single that's just been released from Sam, Tumbleweed in the Grand Scheme, and I'll be back to wrap things up right after this. This is Sam Page, Tumbleweed in the Grand Scheme.
In the desert, the tumbleweeds roll, pushed by wind that has no goal. Love for those stopped in good soil, but for others in vain they toil. This is a song about starting over, better days I'm moving toward. For a while I was blowing nowhere, new roots I'm looking forward. Oh, I'm like a tumbleweed gun, you're less than I believe. In the grand scheme nothing really matters, but it's so.
That was Sam Page there. Nice way to finish the episode here in Rocktober. I had a little bit of confusion there with the second last band that I played. I thought they were called 1 Million Tomorrows, but it turns out they are actually called Bat Chain Puller from Illinois, from a town called Normal in Illinois. So apologies there, but where I got that particular track from, they were credited the name of their new album, 1 Million Tomorrows, and so I thought that was their name, but looking back on it, I was wondering, why did Bat Chain Puller come up on their Facebook link when I checked it? But I might have to borrow these guys for Irk FM Metal Monday, because I love playing rock tunes, I love playing metal tunes on the Metal Monday, but sometimes there's a thin line between rock and metal. Anywho, now we've got that particular issue solved, I can tell you that Rocktober will continue on Irk FM Australia on Friday, and also for another couple of weeks here on Irk FM International. The way that October actually works out, there's actually 5 Wednesdays in October. So that means there'll be 5 weeks of rock for you on Rocktober here on Irk FM International. But on Irk FM Australia, there's only 4 weeks of rock in October, so that's the way it goes. And next month, you will hear no Rockvember, because I had Rocktober this month, and so no Rockvember for next month. Sounds like a bit of a compromise. The music on this week's episode came to us from the artist directly, and also Airplay Direct, Criminal Records, Ambicon Records, and Juice Management and Promotion. We heard from Argonaut, The Tax, Postcode, Romney Conzen, John Mullane, Shot Into the Sun, Bat Chain Puller, Way Up, and Sam Page. If this isn't enough for you, listen to my other shows, Irk FM Australia and Irk FM Metal Monday. You can find both of those shows on irkfm.com. And if that's still not enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org, where there's over 40 shows, like-minded shows, people just like me from around the world bringing you great independent and unsigned music. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music this week for week 2 of Rocktember. Rocktember, really? Rocktober. You could do Rocktember as well, I suppose. But it is Rocktober. 3 weeks to go on this show, IRC FM International. Hope you've enjoyed it. All the music on this show comes either directly from the artist and used with permission or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Good night, and thank you very much for listening. Rocktober. Rock on, baby.